Blog Talk Radio. Superhighway Live. It's the December 2018 edition of our monthly open reading. I'm so pleased that you're listening. I'm so happy that you've joined us. My name is Rick Lupert. I'm the MC for the next hour and the person behind the Poetry Superhighway website. It's an open reading, and of course, that means that you, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you've written, you're invited to call in and read a poem. We have no content or style restrictions here on Poetry Superhighway Live, so feel free to call in and read something that without any concern over what it might be. Could be a brand new poem that you've just written that you're excited about or that you want to test the waters of, that you want to hear how it sounds out loud. It could be an old poem that you're really confident about that you just want to share with our audience. It could be anything in between. Could be something from your newest book, or it could be something from a book that you're working on. Whatever you'd like, give us a call. The number is 646-716-7362. We'll be on for an hour or so. And I'd love to hear what's going on in your poetry world as well. In addition to reading a poem, make a point of asking you about what's up, what's happening with you in poetry. What is the reading that you like to attend in your hometown? What's the project that you're working on that you want to let people know about? What's your website? All that stuff. Now's your chance to talk about it as well as read a poem. It's been a busy time for Poetry Superhighway the last couple of weeks. We just finished on December 1st, really started and finished on that day, the great e-book free-for-all. It's an annual project we've been doing for 14 years now, where we invite people to submit an ebook, a PDF of poetry that you've put together. You've submitted it throughout the month of November, and then on December 1st, all of the ebooks, all of the poetry ebooks which were donated, which were submitted, were available to download for 24 hours, meaning anyone in the world could download that for that whole time period. Then at the end of the 24 hours, the links went away and it was gone. It was over. We're in and we're out. It's just a one-day project. And so what I did, if you're interested in checking out what happened, is if you click on the banner on the front page of the Poetry Superhighway website for the ebook free-for-all or under the special projects menu at poetrysuperhighway.com, you can see the titles of all the books that were donated, and as well as how many times each one is donated. And so that's kind of cool, especially if you participated, to know that a certain number of people made a point of downloading your book based on whatever the title was or the description, or maybe people just downloaded all of them because it was free. What the heck? Why not download every single book? So that's exciting. The next ebook free-for-all will be, we'll start collecting titles for that in November of next year. For another 24-hour period download on December 1st. It's similar to the next project which we have going, which is our great poetry exchange that'll it's coming up in a couple of months. I always forget when that is. It's coming up, though. We're not going to forget to orchestrate it. That's where if you have a physical book, you will have the opportunity to promise that you're going to send that book to another participant in exchange. You will receive a physical book from yet another participant. So that came first, and then people said, well, can I join in with ebooks? And I said no, because we thought it was kind of cool to restrict this particular project to physical books. I mean, if you're spending money to mail your book somewhere, you deserve to get a book in the mail, a physical book in the mail as well. So with that in mind, we still wanted to make ebooks available to people or find a way to let people with ebooks participate. And we started the ebook free for all. And so that was just, we just finished the 14th year of it. The other thing going on, and again, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. It is an open reading for the next hour or so. And but the thing that we just started, we do this every year. We put out a list of holiday recommendations. So what's that? Well, of course, it's a gift and holiday shopping time. And so we would encourage you to think poetry for the poetry lover that you know, the person who hasn't yet discovered that they love poetry, or anything in between or outside of those bounds. So we publish a list every year of a number of titles, a few books by individual authors. There's a book by Elizabeth Iannacci there, her new book called The Virgin Turtle Light Show, which is really an awesome account of her time growing up in the era of rock and roll and her adventures commingling with various bands and things like that. Leonard Cohen's got a new book out, which is pretty good since he died a couple of years ago. And it is actually stellar and well worth checking out. That's one of our featured recommendations. We've also got a couple of anthologies that we're recommending this year, including Best American Poetry 2018, which is a really great addition to that particular series. I'm particularly excited about it because there's a poem called The Opposites Game in it, which is really a poem about guns and gun control that was written by my friend Brendan Constantine out of an exercise he did with a class that he teaches. It's a stunning poem, and it's a hell of a feat to get a poem in Best American Poetry. So congratulations to Brendan and everyone who made it in this year. And as a result, we've listed that title as one of our featured selections this year in our holiday recommendations list. You can find the whole list by going to our website, poetrysuperhighway.com, and the banner, the first banner that displays across the top says Holiday Recommendations 2018. And sure enough, there they are. There's another anthology there. There's one called Dark Ink, which is published by Moontide Press here in Southern California. It was a Halloween-ish themed anthology of poems about monsters, about horror, about the macabre. And there's a lot of really great poetry and poets in it that you should check out. So it's a fun anthology. It's got a really cool cover. It's well worth checking out. And then finally on the list, there's a couple of poetry resource books that are would be of interest to you if you're a writer, and I suspect you are if you're listening to the show. We tend to recommend every year a Poets Market, and sure enough, we added Poets Market 2018 to our list this year, and that is one of our holiday recommendations. That's a book that lists many markets for you to consider submitting your poetry to. And I think the other book is a list of poetry writing prompts. Maybe. I don't remember actually offhand. I don't have it in front of me, but you can check out all of our holiday recommendations by heading to poetrysuperhighway.com/PSH, and you'll see there all the books that you could consider getting for yourself or getting for someone who you know who loves poetry or getting for someone who you think should love poetry. All right, folks, give a call. The number is 646-716-7362. Open poetry reading. Let's hear it.
A few notes to the boy I didn't leave behind. After fishing that day on the Erie Canal, Don't let the fish drop off the chain hanging from your bicycle on the way home. The image of the live fish breathing on the sidewalk somewhere in the middle of town will haunt you for years. Don't even fish. Just go to the canal and wish them well.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You in the locker. Don't hit the girl. Take your clothes off more. You'll know when. Don't ask the boy at your birthday party if he was invited. Don't go to your best friend's birthday party with socks as your gift. You will not have the chance to apologize for this for 30 years. This is the first sign your mother is not well. There will be others.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If it is ever 20 degrees below zero, it is okay to not deliver the newspapers. Throw them away. No one needs the news under those conditions anyway.
Got a light, keep it burning for 8 nights. Got a light, there are miracles in sight. 내가 좀 하얗잠 Like Judah will keep moving on Don't give up the fight Have you got a light?
Got a light, got a light
One. This light's for Hanukkah, for a people who choose to begin our best of days with light. What special Jewish day doesn't start with an open flame?
Two.
This light's for the dreidel, for the great miracle that happened there, unless you happen to be there where it's changed to here because we're inclusive like that.
Three.
This light's for latkes, potato pancakes, because everything good begins and ends with potatoes.
Four.
This light's for souk ganiyot, jelly donuts, not quite as popular as latkes in all the official surveys, but really, who can complain when a donut comes along?
Got a light, got a light.
Keep it burning for 8 nights.
Got a light, got a light.
There are miracles in sight. Neska don't hayasham like Judah will keep moving on. Don't give up the fight. Have you got a light?
Got a light, got a light. Got a light, got a light.
Five.
This light's for oil. Be careful, it's flammable. Bad for you in every way. But fry anything in it, and the memory of that miracle flies back into our hearts.
Six.
This light's for Maccabees, Judah and his whole crew. When the not really elected leaders started to poo-poo everything, they risked life and limb for all these lights. Stand up like a Judah, my friends.
Seven.
This light's for the Shamash. Doesn't take a night off. Does the essential work that lets the other eight shine. Be the Shamash you wish to see in the world.
Eight.
This light's for miracles. It doesn't matter if a great miracle happened here or there. Just that you believe that one could happen at all. How many miracles are you missing? Got a light?
Got a light, got a light.
Keep it burning for 8 nights.
Got a light, got a light.
There are miracles in sight. Neska don't hiya asham. Like Judah will keep moving on. Don't give up the fight. Have you got a light?
Got a light, got a light.
Oh, have you got a light?
For you here on Poetry Superhighway Live. Being a little self-indulgent today, my throat's been hurting a little bit, so trying not to talk as much. So with that in mind, still got a show to do. The show must go on. The first track was poem, Postcard to Myself, which is a poem that I wrote a number of years ago after being inspired by the website thewildernessdowntown.com. Pretty cool writing exercise for you to consider. Actually, it's the website starts by asking you what the street address is of the place where you grew up as a child, where you spent your elementary school years, basically. And then it dynamically generates a film of a figure running through images of your old neighborhood, which is awesome. It's super nostalgic. There's a song by Arcade Fire playing in the background during it. It's very well done. And then about two-thirds of the way through, it stops. After you watch this, after you've soaked it all in and start to remember back to your time as a child, it asks you, it stops and says, write a postcard to yourself at that time. Can you imagine if you had the opportunity to you know, like go back to your younger self and give advice and say, you know, you really should do this differently and don't do this. And I don't know if any of you out there listening have ever made a mistake before, you know, but I know I have. And if I could go back and tell myself to not do a particular thing because of the things I've learned, you know, that would be an extraordinary opportunity. And in a way, you're sort of given that opportunity in this at this website, The Wilderness Downtown, when you have the chance to write a postcard to yourself. So that's what I did. It's kind of a list poem, just giving advice on what to do and what not to do, what to do differently to my younger self. So that's that poem. Excuse me, postcard to myself. And the track that I just played is called Got a Light. That's a track for Hanukkah. The last night of Hanukkah, the last candle is lit tonight, which means that Hanukkah ends at sundown tomorrow, wherever you are. So one last chance to get that one in. That's a collaboration. I wrote the poem and came up with the Got a Light idea. And then my friend Josh Goldberg, who's a Los Angeles-based singer, songwriter, and really extraordinary producer of music as well, wrote the music, and we blended it together, and actually he did, I should say, and put that track together. There's a cool video of it you can check out. Just search for either on YouTube or Facebook, Got a Light, Rick Looper, Josh Goldberg, and you'll see us being silly, and you'll hear that song. And so I recommend checking it out. We're gonna play some other spoken word tracks, but I've got a caller on the line, so let's get to this caller from a blocked number. Hello. Anybody there? Nobody. Okay. Well, you had your chance, blocked number. All right. Well, moving on.
Cypress and ferns act as road markers. Faded medians blotch the interstate. In the rearview mirror, sunset highlights ochre patterns, light poles, branches, and looming headlamps. As if to accentuate the plodding tempo of my escape, a primer gray pickup flashes high beams and scoots into the oncoming lane. The Studebaker Transtar vanishes around a darkened forest curve, leaving swoosh of charcoal dust to unravel like braid of hair. Signage reveals no services for 62 miles. Fuel needle points north. I check my backpack for sustenance. Dense pines are canyon walls, black. Creepy. My highlights sway the path with scattered bark. The road's imbalance guides me like my last waltz. Ball tires sway high to the left, low to the right. Radio signal loses to static. Engine torques against my grade. Wheels thump unseen hurdles on the straightaway. Potholes break rhythm like buried thoughts of gloom. Darkness. My vehicle motions through its own misty beam. Cabin dims, orange dashboard digits glow, shadows black on drab. Deeper into my forest, I start to understand solitude. Black pushes against windows, green-eyed memories reflect. I absorb into the vinyl glass travel vortex. Raven-haired dreams persist. I look for a focal point, trying to make out any horizon through shallow field of vision in the foggy glow of unkempt asphalt. My pedal pressure continues steady on the floorboard.
In between tracks from Jerry Garcia, that was The Highway is a Breeze, The Forest is a Cave. This is Rachel Kahn's The Beginning.
Shifty, thrifty, nifty. What made you want to look up 50? please tell us where you read or heard it, including the quote if possible. 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover. 50.
50.
50. 50-50?
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no coke.
50.
50.
40 is the old age of youth. 50, the youth of old age. The years between 50 and 70 are the hardest. You're always being asked to do more, and you are not yet decrepit enough to turn them down. Nature gives you the face you have at 20. It is up to you to merit the face you have at 50. I think when the full horror of being 50 hits you, you should stay home and have a good cry. What Salma Hayek's 50th birthday can teach us about what not to talk about when we talk about aging. The Scott Innes still rocking at 50 birthday bash. 50.
50.
50.
50-50.
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no coke.
50.
50.
50 of the most famous historic houses in America. 50 famous vegetarians. 50 famously successful people who failed at first. 50 famous firearms you've got to own. 50 famous stories retold by James Baldwin. Can you name all 50 famous paintings in this quiz? 50 famous quotes as told by Apple's QuickType keyboard. 50 famous moms who got real about breastfeeding. 50 famous curves. 50 famous quotes by famous people that will inspire you right now. The 50 most famous disasters. 50 names to make your baby famous. 50 famous Nova Scotians. 50 famous men and women before 10 a.m. in all their morning glory. 50.
50.
50.
50-50.
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no coke.
50.
50.
The Super Bowl. The Doors. Lunar Orbiter 3. The 25th Amendment. Rosemary's Baby. Pirates of the Caribbean. The Supremes. The Boeing 737. The Outsiders. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Monterey Pop Festival. Nicole Kidman. The ATM. Will Ferrell. The Flying Nun. Gentle Ben. Hair. Keith Urban. Julia Roberts. Cool Hand Luke. The Countertop Microwave Oven. Rolling Stone Magazine. The Chevy Camaro. Brown Bear. Brown Bear. What Do You See? The Handheld Calculator. From the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. The Slurpee. The Carol Burnett Show. 100 Years of Solitude. Battleship. The Big Mac. Captain Crunch Crunch Berry Cereal. The Jungle Book. Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos. Pringles. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Light Bright. The Graduate. Brendan Constantine. All 50 in 2017. 50.
50.
50.
50-50?
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no coke.
50.
50.
Ladies and gentlemen, that poem goes out to anyone who has turned 50 or will turn 50. That's for you. Something I wrote for a friend of mine a couple years ago and put together. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have the stamina for today. Our next show will be on Sunday, January 6th, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Put it on your calendar. Plan on calling in and reading a poem. And there you go. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a great rest of your day.